All right. Let's start back to Beitza. Dalal and Beis. I was interested in Gemara here. See if we can define it. The top of Dalal and Beis. Omer of Yochanan. Okay. So one thing. So what is Rav Yochanan's shita about the Beitza? What is Rabbi Yochanan's sheet about Beitza? What's his understanding of the Mishnah? Why is the Beitza Shinolda Biyom Tov Aser? Yeah. But what's the Isser? Huh? Nolad. Right, Rabbi Yochanan learned from what? Shechita? Right, he held his gzeira from because of Mashkin Shezavu. Okay, so he learns it's a nolad problem. Okay.
Wouldn't that get us into a zero problem?
Where? Which case?
That if let's say like by the Yitzim. If it's a gzeira of Mashkin Shezavu, and then there's this additional gzeira for Yom Tov.
In our case?
Yeah.
Don't ask me from the Beitza. Okay, let's see. So what is the Gemara say? Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Eitzim shenashu min ha-dekel b'Shabbos. So what happened? The wood fell from the tree on Shabbos. Rashi shenishbar b'Shabbos. Yes, what's Rashi saying? Who's a mayan into Rashi?
It's not that it was broken and hanging up.
Right. It's not that it was broken and just suspended in the in other branches, right? It actually was mechubar on Shabbos, and it broke off on Shabbos, right? Because nashu min adekel just descriptively means it fell from the tree, but he's saying it means it broke. Aser lahasikan biyom tov. Hasamoch lo. If it's Shabbos Yom Tov, you can't use that wood on Yom Tov for a fire. V'al tashiveni beitza. And don't ask me beitza. Right? That's all he would need. One word. Beitza. He knows already. Okay. Shamarti ba nolda bezeh muteres bezeh. Yeah. Because, that's what we had before. Right? That's what we had before. That was the Gemara from before. Where was that? Right. That was on Dalal Amar Aleph. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, right? Shabbos v'Yom Tov. Rav Amar Nolda Bezeh Asur Bezeh. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Nolda Bezeh Muteres Bezeh. Yeah. So why did Rav say Nolda Bezeh is Asur Bezeh? Because of Hachana D'Rabba, right? This is because, that was Rav is saying, because of, that was a difficulty, of why is that a Chana D'Rabba, right? If it was born on Shabbos, so then it was formed on Chol. So why should it be Aser on the next day of Yom Tov, right? But that's because of the Issed Rabbanon of Nolda on Shabbos itself, then it's going to come out that Shabbos is Mechem for Yom Tov somehow. But anyway, but since Rabbi Yochanan does not hold from Hachana D'Rabba, so he only has the Nola issue on Shabbos itself. So it's born on Shabbos. So it's late on Shabbos, right? It's late on Shabbos. So Shabbos, it's Asura. But because it wasn't Muchan Mibod Yom, right? Nolda on Shabbos. But for Yom Tov, the next day, it was Muchan already, Mibod Yom. Right? And he doesn't have a problem of Sachana Bidei Shemayim that you're going to say in some way the Leida on Yom Tov, Leida on Shabbos was instrumental in making it prepared for the next day. That's Rabbah's way of looking at things. Right? Gil, I don't know if you were here when we were doing all this stuff. No? Okay. So anyway, so Rabbi Yochanan holds straight Nolda. So really, the question becomes, so why don't you say the Eitzim is exactly like the Beitza? Right? Just like the Beitza that was Nolda on Shabbos is Muteres on Yom Tov Lach Shalacharov, because you only say Nolda on something that comes into existence Bo Bayom. But if its existence preceded the Yom, then it's not Nolda. So if it's true for Shabbos, it was Asur, because it was laid on Shabbos. But Yom Tov is the next day. It was already in existence when Yom Tov started, right? So why don't you say the same thing? That is what we say by the Beitza. So why don't you say the same thing by the wood? It's true, you can't. By the time Yom Tov comes around, it's already old. By the time Yom Tov comes around, it's already old. Right, Mayor? Okay. So don't ask me about Beitza. Why? My time of Beitza. Mishum debiyoma nami chazi legoma. Velo koshori lo ad lemocha. Since the Beitza is edible on Shabbos, right? I love da sira mishum de nolda b'Shabbos. Havi chazi legoma chaya. Sheyesh b'nei adam gomin kain. Right? Like the old boxers.
Rocky. That's exactly what I was thinking.
So that's what he's saying. So he's saying, since it's theoretically usable on Shabbos, since it's edible on Shabbos and we don't let you have it on Shabbos, right? So then what? So then when we say you can have it on Yom Tov, Mida Yodia Debas Yoma Asrua, then the person knows that it's Asr for its day. Meaning what? Meaning an egg born today, he knows he couldn't have. Right? We have to be careful about what exactly we're talking about. Right, the cases. But if we let him have the wood from yesterday, right, then what? Eitzim. So since they were not usable yesterday anyway, right, because it's Shabbos and you can't do, there's no use for wood on Shabbos. So if we let him use it today, well, if we let him use it tomorrow, it says, Osila Neymar biyomayhu nami shari. Then he'll say that what?
It's allowed on this day.
It's allowed on this day. Hey, why wasn't he using it yesterday? That was just because it wasn't Roy. Let's see, Rashi. Velo says, my time, a beitza came into biyoma. I love the asira mishum de nolda b'shabes. Havi chazi legoma chaya. Sheish ben adam legoman kain. Velo sharile ad lemochar. So since we don't let him have it until tomorrow, meida yadia, he'll know ki sharis le lemochar, ve'esmo lo sharis. Since we permitted it today and not yesterday, he will know de bas yoma asira. He'll know that an egg is asur on the day it's laid. Oval etzim de Shabbos kaven de oval etzim de Shabbos. Kevan de biyomayhu bilav iser muksa nami lo chazu. Since on the day that they fall, that they break from the tree, they're also not roy even without the iser of muksa. Shame of Aaron as eish b'Shabbos. There's no havar on Shabbos. Ishari luhu lemochar asi lemeimar im naflu bo bayom. Nami Sharu. If we let him have them today, he might say, even if they fall today, I could use them. Yeah. The Esmo Shalo Biarnum Mishum de Shabbos Lo Chazi Lahasaka. And the reason why I didn't use this wood yesterday is not because Eitzim that fall are usher on the day they fall. It's because I had no use for them yesterday. And apparently he's not going to learn from the Beitza. He's not going to learn from the Beitza. Right, it's always one of these interesting cases. Like the guy knows a little, and he can make a little deduction. Well, he's going to listen to us when we tell him not to eat the egg on Shabbos. That he's going to listen to us. Right? He would listen to us if we tell him certain things. But what? So just tell him, don't have the wood on the day of falls. Tell him that's yesterday's wood. You can. No, that's going to be lost. He's not going to catch that.
Masked by
Okay, all right, so the question though over here is like this, in terms of approach, right? In terms of approach, the question is this wood, is the Isser of the wood today, is the Isser of the wood, how ambitious are you, is the question, right? How ambitious are you? Are you going to try to work it out that this is all like a natural consequence of something? Or this is Rabbi Yochanan, you know, making a gezeira, right? It's the old question. You never heard that question before? PMAC? You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Of course you did. Before your time.
Yeah. Shash. You know what I mean? Is there something within the Isser Nolad that necessitates this, or is it stam an external chashash? Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got one for chashash. The evidence being Osi Lameymar. Osi Lameymar. It's definitely true. The plain shot sounds like that. I agree. That doesn't mean. I think the other way.
The other side of saying it's not a hashash at all, or it's a hashash, but it's just coming from something that isn't.
Now, what is his concern? Let's just express, what is his concern? His concern is that what?
People would use the wood. People are going to forget about Nolad.
Yeah. People are going to forget about Nolad itself. So just restating a fact, saying that why that by Beitza there's not a problem of being matirid on Yom Tov because there already was an Isser Nolad expressed on Shabbos, but by the wood there was no expression of the Isser Nolad, so we can't be matirid on Yom Tov. Because why? Because people are going to forget about the whole Isser Nolad, and it's not enough to tell them what. Don't have the wood that they're not going to understand that.
Well, they're going to forget about it for wood specifically. Not.
They're going to forget about it for wood specifically. They're going to think, what is different? Because the baits are still, they still know they can't have the baits today. And you're thinking, what is different?
Why is there no expression in that one?
Because you're not being prevented by the muktzah. Right? The person doesn't say, I can't use that wood because it's. I can't use that wood because it's muksa. People say it's Shabbos. I have no use for wood. It's not because of Nola. It's just simply because there's no use for any wood. Even wood that was from beforehand, nobody uses. Right? See, on Shabbos, an egg from yesterday, a guy will swallow raw. And he knows he can't have, but he knows he can't have the egg from today. I mean, why isn't that a problem? Why don't we say you can't have any eggs on Shabbos? Because maybe a guy will think, since he can have yesterday's egg, he'll have today's egg. Okay, anyway, so go ahead. What do you guys want to say? Okay. Let me express what the difficulty here, what the difficulty I have here in the sugya, okay? The question is like this. I understand his reason. His reason makes perfect sense, right? The reason makes perfect sense. That's not what's... Sometimes it's hard in the sugyas to know what the reason for what they're saying is. Right here, the reason is clear. It's crystal clear, right? He's worried that what? That someone's going to make a mistake. But the question is, what's difficult here is what is exactly is the form of this takana? That's what's a little bit confusing here. What is the form of this takana? Is that what Rabbi Yochanan said? Here's a new takana. Wood that falls from a tree on Shabbos is Aser Yom Tov. Right? Is that the tzura of the takana, one particular case? Or is there some categorical way of understanding the form of this takana? And furthermore, what are you going to say? Why don't you say, and also just in terms of his reasoning, it's not as simple as we think either. If you're going to tell me that a person, is, since if we let him use the wood on Yom Tov, he'll think he can use wood that fell today. So I'm serious. This is a serious question. So then why would we let him use, then what about wood that fell? Let's say it was chol and then Yom Tov. We're not worried about that. We're not worried about saying if we let a guy use wood from yesterday, he'll think that wood from yesterday is good and wood from today is also good. How come we're not worried? We're not worried stomp. We let a guy use wood today that he'll think there's no issur of using wood no matter where it came from. Why is it dafka? Because it fell on Shabbos. Right? I mean, nolda we know. Nolda means something from today. So why wouldn't he, what kind of a mistake is he going to have? Yeah. Too much credit. That's always what's confusing. Like, how smart is this guy? Like, what is Rabbi Yochanan's target audience here? The guy knows. If he just had, what is Rabbi Yochanan basically saying? He's saying, look, the guy is smart enough to know if we tell him there's an Isser Nolad, he can hear that and he can accept that and he can follow that, right? So what really is Rabbi Yochanan saying? He's saying, but there's a case of Heter that will confuse him about what he knows about Nolad. Right? In other words, he's saying that we can make an Isser Nolad and that would stick. If we just tell the guy, don't have things that are born on Yom Tov, he would know that. And he wouldn't get confused because he had an egg that was born on Chol, that he thinks he can have an egg that's born on Yom Tov. That would not confuse him. Right? But he's saying there is a Heter that if we give him this Heter, it will undermine the Isser Nolad. Saying that's why we cannot give him this heter, because this heter will undermine his Isser Nolad. So Rabbi Yochanan is saying that part of making the Isser Nolad is also, this is what Mike was, Ben Simon was asking, is to include this Gezerah because it protects. It's part of, without this Gezerah, the whole takon of Nolad would fall apart. But conceptually, can we define the way Rabbi Yochanan is looking at this halachic situation from a common man standpoint. It's an interesting idea. It's like trying to give how the average person would view halacha, which would cause him to be confused about this takana of nolad. Right. Okay. Let me tell you what I'm thinking over here. In this case. What I'm trying to do is define what I think Rabbi Yochanan is doing over here is defining the categories of the average observant Jew, and he's telling you over here. We can't make a takana. We cannot allow a situation to come out that will produce what? A stira in a common category in a commonly held view. In In other words, I'm speaking abstractly, but it means say, it's interesting. What's interesting about this sugya is that Rabbi Yochanan is sensitive to the way a person looks at the, to the way a non-lamdan looks at the situation. And he's saying we cannot allow a contradiction in his system, okay? Because that will undermine the idea of nolad. So what I'm looking for really is how he's setting up the way a person looks at things, okay? So I think he's saying like this. Let's take my first question. First question is, why don't you say if I let a guy eat a raw egg on a regular Shabbos that was born yesterday, so maybe he'll eat a raw egg that was born today? Right? Why don't we say, well, that might confuse the guy. That might confuse the guy. One second. You're eating raw eggs? Oh, I'm going to eat this raw egg. Right? So why don't we say that? Maybe we should make a gzeira on all eggs. So why is there no concern for something like that? Think like an average man. You got to think like the average man.
Assuming he knows nolad with an egg.
See, that's the problem. Does he know the ideas of nolad or not? If he knows the ideas of nolad, so why should we worry when he gets to the trees? He's already educated on nolad from the beitza. He already knows things have to be from before.
You're saying he looks at the tree differently?
No, I'm saying you've got to break it down. The guy doesn't think in terms of nolad. That's not how an average person thinks.
Also, yes.
He thinks in his mind that there are two kinds of eggs. They're the eggs of Chol and the eggs of Shabbos. And he knows Shabbos eggs are not mutter, Chol eggs are mutter. That's what he knows. Now, he knows a result of nolad. He's ingrained and he's brought up with a certain idea that there are the weekday eggs and there are the holy eggs. Holy eggs we don't eat on Shabbos, we eat weekday eggs. It's very simple. What makes it a weekday egg? What makes it the whole Shabbos egg? When it was born.
You just can't see the soccer ball.
Right? What's the matter, Mayor?
Yeah, I thought when I was first in the sugya was that it's
the eggs. So. See, Mayor's right. Personally, I don't eat these eggs. But what are these eggs? These eggs are very simply described as Shabbos eggs. I can eat weekday eggs, but I can't eat Shabbos eggs.
As these, I don't want to weekday though.
What's that?
When it becomes a weekday now.
That's a Shabbos halacha. You can't eat Shabbos eggs. It's not a weekday halacha. So now, you want to say something more, man? Okay. So now the problem is like this: when it's a Shabbos and then into a Yom Tov. So what's the problem that we're faced with? That he might think of it as Stam Yom Shel Kodesh entities. You understand? The problem is, from Shabbos to Yom Tov is like, in his mind, I'm not saying halachically, but it's like a Yom Arichta. It's like 2 days of Kedusha now. Right? That's the way the person... how many people... you ever have a three-day Yom Tov? Yeah. Of course, but it's not possible. We all know that's not possible. Gil, you with me?
Yeah.
Okay. So it means because Shabbos is appended to one of the to the days, so we call it a 3-day Yontif. Right? It's not Baal Tosef. Not Baal Tosef. It's just the way you think about it. Okay. So
the
that's right. That's right. So the thing is like this. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan's concern is. He says, if you have Eitzim that fell off of the tree on Shabbos, so to the average person, those are Kedusha. Those are Eitzim of a Yom Kodesh. Okay? And if we let him use them on Yom Tov, he's just going to think that Eitzim from a Yom Kodesh have no Isser. Eggs are different. He's going to think that for some reason, wood, Shel Kedusha, doesn't have the same Isser that I have by the eggs. Now, how is he going to know that by the eggs there is a difference? He's going to be forced to know that by the eggs. Because we don't let him have them. He knows he can't. The Isser is already expressed on Shabbos. Now, what he's saying is like this. There has to be something to the man that forces him to differentiate between Shabbos and Yom Tov and not look at them as one long entity that has one identity. But he's not that smart. So it's got to be object by object. It's got to be entity by entity. So he's saying, by the Beitza, there's intrinsically something that he knows. There's a difference between that we don't just consider them one shame from Shabbos to Yom Tov, because we're mad to them on Yom Tov. But being mad to them on Yom Tov is not going to make him think that all the eggs are mutter, because he knows in general, he knows just yesterday that it was usser. But by the wood, the problem is, in a common view, he's just going to have the idea that the Atze Yom Kodesh have no Isser. In other words, he looks at thing by thing. And he looks thing by thing and he says, eggs, I know that there's an Indian of the day it's born. I know there's an Indian of a shame shall Shabbos, and it's different from a shame shall Yom Tov. And on Yom Tov, you can't have the Yom Tov eggs, and on Shabbos, you can't have the Shabbos eggs. But by the atz, but by the wood, he's not going to have any. That's not going to be any chilik in his. There's not going to be any simple formula in his mind that just labels the wood differentiated between Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's just going to be one shame in his mind. There's not going to be any expression that forces him to make a chilik between Shabbos wood and Yom Tov wood. And in his mind, it's one span of yomim. That he just associates that in his mind, if we let him use the wood that fell on Shabbos, he's not going to differentiate that wood from the wood that fell on Yom Tov. He's going to say, "Oh, by wood, there's no inyan of of kedusha."
You mean of kedusha?
There's no inyan that the wood that has a certain identity of Yom Shabbos or Yom Tov has an isser. He's not going to see any expression of that. His point is like this, that in order to be matir the wood, or in order to be matir something that was in order to be matir a nolad from a Shabbos to a Yom Tov, there has to be. He's saying being matir from the Shabbos to Yom Tov can't create a contradiction in his system. It can't create in his system two objects that are viewed the same and have different halachos. That's not going to work for the guy. So the problem is he really doesn't have a category of the wood specifically to Shabbos, because he never uses it on Shabbos anyway. So to his mind, the wood there's nothing in his nihug that forces him to differentiate between the 2 days from Shabbos to Yom Tov as different, in terms of the wood, as different identities. And to him, he's just going to look at it like there's weekday wood, and then there's wood from a Yom Kodesh. And now I have wood from a Yom Kodesh, and it's mutter to use. So where's there's no subdivision that's going to force him to recognize that it's that's going to prevent him from using the wood that fell today. To his mind, he's just going to say, "Oh, so there's no Indian like this by the wood." In one category in his mind, notice he has no idea of a Shabbos wood because it never has any relevance to him. So in his in a simple view, it's just going to be one shame. All the atzim from Yom Tov and Shabbos are all going to be one conglomerate. But by the Beitza, he knows already that distinction. He already has that distinction.
Why does he have that distinction?
In other words, when the person, let's take, this whole thing is only because the Shabbos following and then the Yom Tov following it, right? So the problem is like this. The guy is going to get up on Yom Tov, and he's going to have two eggs in front of him, let's say. Right? He's going to have the egg that was born yesterday and the egg that was born today. So why do we say he can have the egg that was born yesterday? Because in his mind, that already... Because right now, right, letting him have the egg from yesterday, since yesterday it had an Isser, it was already kavua to him with the shame of Shel Shabbos, right? So now what are we matir to him? We're matir a specific, these eggs. You understand? They have their, because of the Isser that they had from yesterday, so they have a differentiated shame. They have a shame levi. They have an adjective, right? They are Shabbos eggs, because there was an expression of the Isser, because there was an Isser on them yesterday that was koveya them as a separate category. Yesterday, because he couldn't use them, they were put into a category in his mind. So to be mata them today doesn't have any effect on the eggs that were born today, because he already has treated them differently. You understand? He already has treated them differently. And now, to undo that Isser is still part of treating them differently. Still part of their distinction. So the only problem that Rabbi Yochanan is worried about is to have something that to the person see, two things that to the person seem to be in the same category, and to be matir one of them. Okay, that's what he's saying is going to cause a confusion. To something that to the average person, if you have a case to the average person where you have two things that appear identical, now of course they appear identical in a simple analysis, right? On a simple analysis they appear identical, and to be matir one, we're afraid he's going to be matir the whole category. So he's saying, the only time we don't have to worry, we don't have to worry by beta, because it already was kavua from yesterday. This is a different type of an egg. Because yesterday he knew he could have the whole eggs, and he can't have the today egg. So it's already kavua from yesterday. This is a different category. So when it comes tomorrow, and we say that one from yesterday he can have, that's already a specific differentiated entity, right? But by the wood, he never related to it yesterday as any type of an Isser, right? To him, it was never differentiated. So it's just now when it comes to Yom Tov, all he sees is wood of a Yom Kodesh. And he never differentiated the wood of a Shabbos and the wood of a Yom Tov. So, because there never was a prior chiluk that gave this wood a shame in his behavior, there was never an isolation and identification that was mechalek these eitzim from the eitzim from today. So now all he has is, and in his simple way of looking at things, he just thinks of wood from chol and wood from Shabbos Yom Tov. So now, in his category, all he has is these are lumped together. There was never any prior chiluk that we can now identify and say the ones that you couldn't do, now you can do. There never was anything like that. So all it's going to be to him is that there's no inyan of being nizar on there's no identity. The identity of kedushin in the wood is not a chiluk. There's no chiluk in the wood. He's going to be confused by that. To him, they exist in one category. That's the point, because there never was a behavior that was mechalik.
With the wood one, why is the wood
what exists in the same category?
All the wood that has the identity of kedusha exists in one category, Tim.
Why? What's different about the wood?
He never interacted with it because of the Isser.
He never interacted with the egg.
He didn't interact with the chicken.
The egg.
It's all
the egg.
Off to him.
He knew yesterday he couldn't have that egg.
So he knew today that he couldn't use this, he knew yesterday he couldn't use that piece of wood.
No, he didn't. But he didn't think that there was any chilek in the identity. That wasn't because of an identity in the wood.
Why not?
That was just because Havara is Aser.
Why can't he make that distinction?
That's already intelligence. We need empirical data here. We need empirical data. Not abstract ideas.
Then how is he able to do that with the egg? If he can do that with the egg, why can't he do that with the tree?
Because the
egg, and then he was like, "Oh wait,
yeah,
right."
What?
He reached for it to go eat it, and then he's like, "Oh wait, I can't eat it."
But the wood.
So what? The wood.
He would. He would never.
Why not? Why not?
Because
you can eat it.
It's lo chazi shem varin eish b'shabbos. It's lo chazi shem varin eish b'shabbos.
So what can you spell out? What can you play out? What is going to happen on Yom Tov? Tree falls on Yom Tov.
Okay, so let's play it out. So a tree falls on Yom Tov. So no, first you need a tree to fall on Shabbos.
Okay, I think that's the question itself. But let's say theoretically a tree falls on Shabbos. Okay.
I don't see why it's more theoretical that tree should fall on Shabbos than on Yom Tov.
No, tree falls on Shabbos.
Tree falls on Shabbos, right? And tree falls on Shabbos. Guy says, "Wow, my tree just fell down." Okay, Shabbos. Shabbos, lunch, Shalosh Shabbos. Okay. Havdalah. No, he makes Kiddush. Then now it's Yom Tov, right? Next day, Yom Tov, the next tree falls down.
Wait, what happened to the first tree?
No,
it already fell.
Yeah,
it's
gone.
All right, fine. Okay,
so now he's got two piles of wood. One that fell on Shabbos and one that fell on Yom Tov. Okay, so he goes to the Rav and he says, "Can I use the tree?" And he just happens to be pointing to the one that fell on Shabbos. He says, "Can I use this wood?" Right? And the guy says, "Yes." Okay, the guy says, "Yes." So now he's going to say to himself that what? So now in his mind, all he sees is one category. Wood that became available on a yom where it was usher to collect it, to pick it. Right? And he's going to say, so you see that what? You see that what? There's no issue like that. There's no problem like that. He's going to say that you don't need any type of preparation for wood. You don't need any type of preparation for wood. All wood, he's going to say to himself, there's wood from Chol, and there's wood from a day of Shabbos and Yom Tov, and there's no difference between any of them. They're all the same. And he's going to say to him that he's not going to make the connection. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan held, in order to be matir the wood from Shabbos, it had to have come in with a shame of an isser. That's the only way that he's not going to get confused and think that just wood that falls is mutter. It has to be differentiated. There's two categories in the person's mind: kodesh and chol. Those are the basic categories a guy works with: kodesh and chol. And until you force him to differentiate greater between Shabbos and Yom Tov, we're worried he's just going to maintain the basic category of Kodesh Nechol, and he's going to think that there's no problem of wood, that wood doesn't have that idea like eggs. It has to be from Chol. It could be even from Kodesh. There's no inyan at all. Let's put it this way. Let's put it this way. I'm really arguing stronger. Guy's just not going to think about it at all, is really what I'm saying. Guy's not going to think about it at all. He's not going to realize that there's any... He's not going to realize there's any type of restriction on the wood. Because he never had the shaila on the wood that fell from... when Yom Tov comes... In terms of Yom Tov, the Shabbos wood was never an inyan. There never was an inyan of the Shabbos wood until Yom Tov arrived. Right? So he never related to that wood as an inyan, as an entity of Isser. So there never was a chilek in his mind of this type of wood being having any shame. So now you're just telling him that that wood that fell, even on a yom, where it's usher to produce it, is mutter. No, I'm just saying like this, that in his mind, there's all he's going to see is heter. He's not going to see that there was a tension of an isser that was undone. So all he's going to relate to wood as is Torah's heter. He's not. He needs to actually have the matir. That's what Rabbi Yochanan holds. In order to, why is it that we can allow a beitza that was born on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Because he sees the Yom Tov being a matir of a prior isser. So he knows the very heter itself is premised, the very heter itself is not just a heter, it's actually a matir of an isser. So we can be matir, the beitza of isser is going to maintain the idea that there is such a thing as a beitza that's asura. You understand? That's what Rabbi Yochanan's problem is. How is it from a regular chol and regular to a Shabbos? There's no problem. It's a simple chiluk. But the problem is when you have a Shabbos and then a Yom Tov, the person is just going to think of Kodesh and Chol. So if we let him have the egg from Shabbos on Yom Tov, maybe he'll forget that on Yom Tov there's an inyan of Kodesh too. So he says no. It's because maybe he'll get confused. Now we're confusing him. So he's saying, no, it's because the heter itself is matir, a prior isser in his mind. That makes it clear that there still is an idea of, he's not going to get confused, he's not going to forget about Nolad on Yom Tov by allowing him to engage in that. But if there never was a prior isser in his mind, then it's just going to appear like heter. That's Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush over here. Heter is dangerous. To be matir things is dangerous. But if the person sees in the heter that it was matir the isser, then that itself keeps him in mindful of isser. But if he just engages in heter without recognizing a prior isser, then he's just going to think that there's a heter today. So in other words, you have to realize, why don't you say, but let's take a regular Yom Tov. Let's say it's the Yom Tov that's not following the Shabbos. So he's going to know that you can't have a Nolad on the Yom Tov, right? Right? Rabbi Yochanan knows that. But he's saying like this, he's saying, it's not good on one day to confuse a person and to have two objects that in his mind seem the same and let him use one, he's going to forget about the Isser on the other. It's not that the guy doesn't know that there's a Nolad in Yom Tov. He knows there's a Nolad in Yom Tov, in general. Okay? But if on one day of Yom Tov, in his mind, he has two eggs of Kiddush, of Kodesh, as opposed to eggs of Chol, and we say, you can have this one, he's going to make a mistake and think he can have the other one. Right? He says, but because this one is Shel Shabbos and yesterday it was defined, so today he still views it differently. We're not being matir equals in his mind. The problem is in his mind to be matir equals. So without the prior Isser from Shabbos, they would be equals in his mind. Just eggs of Kedusha, eggs of a Yom Kodesh. By Eitzim, that's all you have. That's all he has in his mind is wood produced from Yom Kodesh. He doesn't have any prior chilek in his mind between this wood and that wood. And now we're just telling him, you can have this wood. And he didn't have any chilek between this and that. So that's it. He's going to get confused. He's going to get lost. He's going to get confused. But by the eggs, he already had a differentiation between these and this and that. Because he entered Yom Tov with a chilek in the beitzim that were born from Shabbos. And now we're simply addressing a prior chilek that he already had. So those you can have now.
Did he
knows that it's...
In other words, Rabbi Yochanan is saying there has to be a history that defined these different from those. So then we can say, we can reference the chilek in the heter. That itself is... But if there was never a chilek in his mind, if there never was anything associated with this wood, then it's just no different than there's just one category in his mind. Wood that comes from Kedusha. Why couldn't I have it yesterday? I just couldn't burn on yesterday. But there's no Indian by the wood of... there's no shame of Atzei Shabbos versus Atzei Yom Tov. He doesn't see a chilek like that.
If I tell him the same, you have the same halachos, you have an egg.
Well, open up, give him the Shulchan Aruch, and we don't have to worry about anything.
Well, you're assuming that he knows what's usher and what's mutter, and that's all he knows. He knows
yes.
usher and mutter.
That's
so
right.
I tell him, Ansh, it's born on eggs, born on Shabbos, it's usher. Born Yom Tov, it's mutter. But if it goes from Shabbos to Yom Tov, or Yom Tov to Chol,
Wait. Born on Shabbos, regular Shabbos is usher.
Born
on a regular Yom Tov is also
usher. Yeah, but if it goes from that day to another day, then it'll be mutter, right? So we'll say, oh, we'll make a chilk. We'll say, oh, there's Shabbos eggs,
that's right.
and Yom Tov eggs, and then there's chol, right?
That's right.
So if I tell them the same exact halakos by
You can't
by
tell
the,
these
the
people anything. That's the problem.
You
can't tell people anything. They have to experience. There has to be a category of tashmish in their minds. In other words, they're not on the level to understand theory of nolad. They have to have boxes in there. They have to have boxes. They have to have kinds of objects. We can only tell them this kind of object on this day is good. This kind of object on that day is no good.
Good. So that we did that with eggs, right?
That's right.
Fine. So why can't we do that with trees?
Because with the eggs, he already has the familiarity from yesterday of this kind of an egg.
Because we told him it's Isser.
No, because he experienced the Isser. He couldn't use it.
Uh-huh.
There was nothing confusing him yesterday, right? Yesterday was a regular day, so he wasn't confused yesterday. Right? There are no holy eggs from yesterday that he could eat. So now he has these eggs have an identity to him. Now all we're telling him is, those you can have. That they already existed in a separate category from the eggs from today. But the Eitzim, he never had an experiential differentiation. He never treated them any way. He never treated them any way.
Is it possible to experience a
Nolad? That's right. Is it possible to experience a Nolad, an identity of a Nolad on Shabbos?
Why? Because it's already usher to use in general. You can't.
Because you can't burn any wood on Shabbos. Right? No, that's the answer to my question. Just because the guy knows that the eggs are usser, he's not a lamdan to understand it's because of nolad, and he's not going to apply that to the wood. He has different kinds of objects. That's all he sees. Without the different kinds of, but there's no different kinds of wood, other than Shabbos and Kodesh. Chol and Kodesh, I mean. I'll give you an example, like we were just talking about before. The question of the shiurim of the kosos. Right, for the Dalet Kosos. So we really say Dalet Kosos to the Rabbanon, so you could be Mekel and the Shear. Right? But if the first Seder is on Shabbos, then the first Kosos is also Kiddush. And Kiddush on Shabbos is Daraisa. So then in that case you should be Machmir. Right? But Kiddush on Yontov is not Daraisa. So if a person grows up and he happens to pay attention one Seder and it was Shabbos, he's gonna see his father using a big Kosos for the first one and a small Kosos for the three. He's gonna think that's what you do. Right? That's it. Okay, that must be what you do.
So.